This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I love our firefighters. I think anybody that, puts their life on the line like they do, as well as our veterans, happy Memorial Day. God bless our firefighters. And the Western Lakes Fire District had posted something on Facebook reminding us not to have hand sanitizer in our car because it could explode. Now, God bless them for the information they give. They gave a great video talking about how flammable hand sanitizer is, and they're correct, it is flammable. However, there are hoaxes out there. There are certain pictures and certain stories of exploding hand sanitizer causing fires in cars, and there's been a lot of reports saying those have been debunked. Those are myths. And so I thought we just need to kind of clarify what can explode in your car. Have I had anything explode in my car? Oh, yeah. Yeah, my mom. What? You didn't tell me that! All right, but I've had a can of soda explode. I didn't realize this, but I get into my car and I go to turn on the music and it's sticky. It's just it's like sticky, and there's the brown, you know, the like the corn syrup. And when I had a DVD, I had a CD, had a CD in there, and it wouldn't come out. And when it did come out, it was sticky. So Coke got all up into the disc player and all that. This was an older car, obviously. And so I got very, very frightened because, you know, if heat could do that, you know, what else could happen? Now, I don't have, you know, cigarette lighters. I don't usually have hand sanitizer in my car. I've never seen a case of somebody, and I know people that have hand sanitizer. One of my friends, I mean, they put hand sanitizer on their cereal. You know, and I've never heard of a case of hand sanitizer blowing up, but the possibility is there, and this is why. So I believe it was the FAA needed to know if there was going to be any explosions in the cockpit or whatever. And they looked at heating different things and looked at hand sanitizers. And hand sanitizers have about 60 to 70% alcohol. So, yeah, it's flammable. And they found heating it 500 to 1,000 degrees or heating hand sanitizer on a cookie pan was enough to make this vapor, and this vapor could actually ignite. See, it's one thing to heat something up. It's another thing for an ignition. You need a spark. Well, apparently, this process of heating up the hand sanitizer, and it wasn't so much the hand sanitizer degree. They used heat anywhere between 500 to 1,000 degrees Fahrenheit was able to make this explode. Now, how hot do cars get? Well, cars, one study out of ASU said the inside temperature of a car could get up to 160. We've seen reports that could get up to 170, maybe even higher. That's why I never leave your kids in the car. Never leave your dogs or pets in the car. I grew up in Phoenix, Arizona, as well as Vegas, and I don't leave lipstick in the car. Don't leave crayons. How many of you guys got a whooping because crayons melted into the vinyl, right? And, you know, your parents had to, like, spend hours trying to get it out. So you just wouldn't do that. You wouldn't leave medicine. You know, it denatures. So I now have hand sanitizer in my car. My husband, you know, was able to get some before the coronavirus pandemic. We still are having trouble getting some after. And so there's a bottle in my car. And I usually don't like having hand sanitizer in my car because I really need my cup holders. I'm the type of person where I never empty out my cup holders. So I have drinks there for 3 weeks. I won't drink them, but it's just, so I don't really have a lot of room. And so if I remember to clean out one of my cup holders, then I can put my new cup there. So I don't want hand sanitizer in there. So when my husband put the hand sanitizer in there, I immediately threw it in my purse. And did I fear that it would explode? No. So we haven't really seen reports. And again, I'm not sure what Western Lakes Fire District saw. They did post a picture of what looked to be a major explosion on the door of the car. But most experts say it really takes a lot higher degree in order to turn that sanitizer into vapor. But that being said, I've had things explode in the car. Hairspray. Have you guys ever had hairspray in the car? Not good. Again, it's an aerosol. It's a can. If there's not a lot of room for the change in vapor. See, this is where chemistry and physics come into play. I should probably have my son walk us through this one. But if you have a can of a hairspray in the car, that could explode. So things can technically explode. So where I stand on this is be very, very careful with some of the stuff you see. But whatever the fire department tells you, you know, if they tell you to not have hand sanitizer in the car, listen to them. Okay, it doesn't hurt to not have that there. And my stance on it is heat denatures things. So for those of you guys that have your Midol in your car like I used to, or your migraine medicine, or you leave your purse in the car. See, I don't like to walk around with a purse. I hate purses. I can't stand purses. So I like to leave them in the car, and then somebody breaks into the car. So I just, you know, try not to have, I just don't like purses. Don't leave your purse in the car. If you've got medicine in there, it denatures. Like I said, your lipstick. And diet soda. There's been some reports, and I want to get a little bit more verification of the different chemicals that denature and what they turn into, but there's been reports that if you have a diet soda and it sits in the car, that the aspartame depending on the type of sweetener, artificial sweetener, it could change and become a component of formaldehyde. Now, I need to trace the chemistry and I need to double check it, all right? You know, and but I wouldn't be surprised because I've drunk old diet soda in my car and it tastes horrible and it has a different smell. And so I wouldn't be surprised that it's something other than what it originally was. That's what heat does. So for those of you that live in climates where it's going to get hot, and I live in Nevada, we're going to be seeing triple digits next week, and I'm not looking forward to it at all. Just kind of keep in mind, don't keep stuff in the car. When it comes to hand sanitizer, I'm a fan of hand sanitizer. I know there's a lot of debate on superbugs, and are we going to have a rise in superbugs? That's a different discussion for a different day. But if you do have hand sanitizer, I keep it on you. It really doesn't make a lot of sense to leave it in the car anyway, where you have dirty hands, then you touch the car door, then you get in the car, then you put on your seatbelt, then you do your hand sanitizer. Doesn't make any sense because you already spread it. So you might as well have it on you, put it on you before you get into the car. Kavish, 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Don't go away. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But beware, not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That is why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients, American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now at 2020safe.net and order your liter bottle and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free. By using code GCN at checkout, 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Anthony writes, how can lockdowns have been wrong when the whole world locked down their countries too? So he talks about how we can't blame America for doing our lockdown in the economy if the other countries did also. Now, this is a good topic. Let's talk about this for a second. Thank you, Anthony. And, guys, you could always, if you don't want to call in at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, you could always email us at drdahlia@hotmail.com or on our website at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. Okay, so he's bringing up an interesting point that we have to talk and dissect about. Okay, so here we are. But J.P. Morgan's saying the lockdown could have made things worse because cases rose, deaths still rose while we were locked down. Interesting point, good point. But we kind of talked about how I can't make a judgment call because we don't know what people really died of. You know, did they have the typical heart attacks or pneumonia that they would have had anyway? Did coronavirus really cause them to die? So I can't make a judgment call yet on that. And, you know, more people are finally getting tested. So, yeah, the cases might go up because you have more people getting tested rather than just, you know, dealing with it at home with some robot tests and if they have a mild case. But there's a lot of discussion on did America really need to do what they did because the economy is a mess. But here's Anthony saying, but, you know, the other countries are locked down, too. So could we have stayed open with other countries locked down, whether it was by political pressure, whether it was by, you know, lack of trade, closing our borders, you know, let's look at that. I mean, what happened originally? All right. I don't think the country was ready to lock down. People always say, oh, we could have locked down. There was a report saying if we locked down 1 week earlier, we would have saved 16,000 lives. Okay, that's a nice number, and it's a nice estimate. And maybe it's true, maybe it isn't. But the country was not ready to lock down. In my neck of the woods, business owners were like, say what? You want me to just lock the doors when we have rent to pay, when we have loans on our business, we have customers to serve. You close down, where do the customers go? Well, what made lockdown easier for the business owners is customers started to not come in. People started to shelter in place. Well, they were running to get toilet paper, right? That's what happened originally. They ran to get toilet paper. They ran to get bottles of water. They bought stuff off the shelves. And they bunkered down in their homes. So many business owners are like, okay, wait a second. Well, business is going down anyway. You know, if we think we need to shut down. And then the governors came in and said, guys, shut down. So the decision was kind of made for us. But the hype started to shut down businesses. Now, did we still have to close things down and then force people to be closed down? Or like in Illinois, threaten jail time? That's up for discussion. But when the country was ready to shut down, they kind of started to do it on their own. Then they put pressure on the politicians. One politician was all up in the news because when he was kind of, you know, making fun of the situation of people bunkering down or whatever, then somebody had died in his district. And again, who knows the official cause of death? And people blamed him. So politicians learned by blackmail that they need to, or coercion, they need to get on board and be pro-life in terms of saving lives. So they were very then supportive of, okay, let's get testing, let's, you know, protect our vulnerable, and, you know, if we'll support the governors if they would need to lock down. And many governors, if not all of them, did some sort of lockdown orders. Could we have not locked down with other countries locked down? Yeah. Once we shut down the borders and decided to keep trade within and limit, you know, I think we still could have, you know, we did it. What I'm saying is just because China locked down and Italy locked down doesn't necessarily mean our economy would have died because we had our own self-sustaining economy. In terms of public pressure, no. When Italy's announcing they're closing down, China had locked down. I forget if England did it later than others. France started to lock down. So when other countries start to lock down, people were like, why isn't America locking down? So the pressure was there. So they had to. There was no way around it. Looking back, they really couldn't have not done what the other countries did. Because there's just too much, you know, public opinion and the country was too divided on this. But here's my issue, Anthony, and with anybody else, of, well, if everybody else does it, we have to. I don't like that. That is not an argument. If I was a judge, I would throw that whole argument out of court and possibly the attorney. Everybody did it, so we had to. I don't like that. Now, everybody turned Jews in, so we have to, too. No, you don't have to turn Jews into a concentration camp just because other countries are stupid. So we did have a copycat effect. And, you know, some people, they are taking a step back. Don't get mad at them for saying what they're saying. But some people are looking at the beauty of the world, you know, kind of uniting and agreeing on something collectively, even though the whole world didn't. A lot of countries didn't lock down. But some people look upon this as, wow, you know, for us to be aligned with China on this or aligned with Europe on this, you know, I don't know if that's a thing of beauty. And I would not go so far as that. But, you know, this is one of the most rare historical times where you saw pretty much a global sort of act or movement. And to me, it scared me. I don't see it as a thing of beauty. It scared me a little. But every other country's doing it, so we have to. And this virus scared me, not because I was worried so much about, you know, the infectious disease aspect of it, because I've seen bigger, meaner, badder. So, you know, I'm scared of them all. I'm not going to just be scared of this one. I mean, all of them are, you know, some bad, bad bugs. But the fear and the hysteria that happened, you know, and people say, well, you know, we could have just isolated the older individuals. That's what we were told originally. But again, remember, we got told this from China. We were also told that smokers are more at risk. We don't know. Then we were told the smokers aren't at risk. We don't know what the hell. I mean, again, with the information we were given at that time, we did the best we could. And that's going to be my stand on this. I know, I think, you know, the way we're reopening is ridiculous. I think some of these social distancing measures that we're doing are ridiculous. You know, but I have to still say that we had to do what we had to do. Now, were lockdowns quote-unquote wrong? No, I don't think that's an argument anybody needs to make. I don't think we need to say the lockdowns were wrong. Were they mismanaged? Absolutely. Okay, when you tell places of business to just shut down, to just close up shop, and you need to have a plan for reopening. You know, when people visit a restaurant or visit a salon or visit a casino or whatever, we're creatures of habit. But once there's all that hype and once you start to stop that momentum, just like with school, etc., you need to think of a backup plan. Do you think kids are going to quickly adapt back to a classroom experience that's not going to be the exact same as the one before? They might not. Now, we want our kids to be resilient. We want our kids to be adaptable. But, you know, if kids have been out of school for 6 months, it's not that, you know, turning it back on like a light switch doesn't seem to work. A transition school, again, not just like a transitioned casino. Okay, well, everybody has to stand on their markers. Everybody, if you're drinking, who's going to stand on their marker? If you're trying to celebrate your win, I mean, it's not realistic. It's not practical. And so, you know, we need to, I think there was a, not so much that lockdowns were wrong, but it was a mismanagement. But good question. Keep your questions coming. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump labeled churches and other houses of worship as essential and called on governors nationwide to let them reopen this weekend, even though some areas remain under coronavirus lockdown.
Today I'm identifying houses of worship, churches, synagogue, and mosques as essential places that provide essential services. Some governors have deemed liquor stores and abortion clinics as essential, but have left out churches and other houses of worship. It's not right.
The president threatened to override governors who defy him, and following the announcement, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention released new guidelines for communities of faith on how to safely reopen, including recommendations to limit the size of gatherings and consider holding services outdoors or in large, well-ventilated areas. This is USA Radio News. With Memorial Day coming this weekend, beaches are reopening, cities are letting restaurants seat people outside, and closing streets to encourage foot traffic, and many national parks are also letting people back in. Second Lady Karen Pence spoke at the Smoky Mountain National Park in Tennessee.
Not only are these experiences enjoyable to have, but they're good for us, too.
Stay-at-home orders have been eased in many cities, just as temperatures are warming up for the holiday weekend. And the Secretary of Agriculture, Sonny Perdue, announced that the U.S. Department of Agriculture would provide up to $1 billion in guaranteed loans to rural businesses and farmers in an effort to help them survive the coronavirus. The USDA is committed to being a strong partner to those rural businesses and agricultural producers and being a strong supporter of all aspects to the rural economy, according to Perdue. The policy change opens up eligibility to some agriculture producers who were not able to receive loans from the USDA Farm Service Agency program. This is USA Radio News.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Drops my mouse. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, people gained a lot of weight. I lost. I don't know how I lost. I'm going to get my thyroid checked. I don't know. I should have gained weight this coronavirus. I know you guys can't tell, but I was like, whoa. Maybe it's because I was just so afraid to gain weight. But the majority of people kind of packed on some pounds. And so people were saying, you know, okay, well, I'm going to join Weight Watchers, or as soon as I get back. Weight Watchers, one of my favorite, weight loss programs out there because of the classes. Those Weight Watcher classes, I don't know if you've ever been, It's fantastic. There's so much positivity. There's so much encouragement. They, they promote obviously good eating and health and drinking lots of water. And, you know, I've rarely disagreed with anything that the Weight Watchers, you know, program has said. And their design has been successful for decades. Well, we're being told now that allegedly 4,000 Weight Watchers employees have lost their jobs. It was a 5-minute Zoom call. People get mad when they get fired on Zoom. Listen, there's no easy way to fire somebody. I mean, it's frustrating in that, you know, you can't meet people. You can't trust a letter will get to them. And unfortunately, employers need documentation that their employee received notice, you know, when everybody else did, so then they could go and get benefits, etc. So apparently Zoom allows that sort of documentation, because you know who logged in, you know who you spoke to, you could then say, look, we gave them their information, you know. If anybody did it by email, then they would have to say, please respond to this email, and if somebody doesn't respond to the email, then what? And how do you know the person responding? So Zoom kind of allows more, you know, of that legal protection, but it's still as cold as can be. But I was wondering what was going to happen to Weight Watchers. I was wondering what was going to happen to a lot of these companies that they pride on their success, because, again, they work with people. Like AA, I am praying that AA could still do what they need to do. When we were in medical school, we were told to go to an AA meeting. Not because we needed to in terms of you know, our drinking habits, but they wanted us, future doctors, to know what AA is like. And I recommend that for all medical schools, although now I don't know what AA is going to look like, but I would say all medical schools should make sure their students get to go to these, like, Narcotics Anonymous, Alcoholics Anonymous, HIV support groups. These are things that really give, you know, future doctors insight as to what helps people. It's not just pills, okay? You know, it's not just somebody in a white coat. It's other people. Other people suffering, or other people trying to deal with what you're dealing with, sometimes, you know, is the best therapy. So Weight Watchers provides that. You know, you tell people, you know, I want to lose weight. You know, you can obviously see I need to lose the weight. And then as each week progresses and you lose, everybody's rooting for you, and it works. Weight Watchers has an online program. It isn't as successful as the in-person classes, but they're going to move to more of a different model. But it just starts to make us wonder, because listen, okay, you know, we can complain about the past. I don't like to complain about the past all the time. Okay, right now at this point, it doesn't make sense whether we complain, whether we have the lockdown or not. Okay, we have a poop storm to deal with now, and how are we going to deal with it? If you have to choose a job, what sort of job are you going to choose? So I think the conversations we now have to have is, what are going to be COVID social distance friendly jobs? And the reason why this isn't a very easy topic to discuss is the rules are really arbitrary. I mean, there are states where salons are closed and salons are still going to be closed. Yet in Nevada and Utah, salons are open. And so you're having people in California or New York, they say there's a huge exodus now of businesses out of New York, because they're like, well, if we're going to be forced to be locked down longer than any other place, I'd rather go some other place and work. See, people want to work. It's interesting. You know, the select few out there that would rather get unemployment, but the majority of Americans really want to work. So I'm asking you guys, 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, which industry is safe? I mean, look at how everything's changing. Cab drivers have lost a lot of their jobs because of the tourism. Rental car lost a lot of jobs because of Uber. But then Uber just had thousands of people fired. So are people going to go back to the rental car industry? We're in a state of fog. We have no idea what the future is going to look like. We have no idea what jobs are safe. Now, people will say, well, medicine. Medicine is safe. You know, if you're in the medical field, people will always need doctors. Well, yes and no. Okay, what happened? Oh, and I got allergies. There'll always be allergies. Honestly, if you want a safe job, be in allergies, because they suck and they come up. Or Kleenex. The medical field really got hit, because when elective procedures couldn't be done, people couldn't get their gallbladders taken out or their hysterectomy or whatever. Where do you think a lot of the revenue goes to hospitals and medical offices? When staff was afraid of coronavirus or they didn't have enough PPE, they closed down. Medical industry isn't safe. Medical industry's taking hits. Everybody's taking hits. So where are the industries that are going to be safe? So I got one kid in engineering. I know he got to give a report card. I was like, damn, it's a babe. You got to give a report card. I have another kid that he doesn't know what he should go into. And I don't blame him. You know, everyone in my family's like, oh, why don't you go into medicine like your mom? Or why don't you go into broadcasting? Or why don't you go into, he's like, I do not want to turn into my mom. I'm like, oh, my baby. That's like the worst thing you could say. I did not want to become mom. But I don't blame him. He's got to fight his own thing. He's got to fight. He used to like medicine. And then when he saw what happened during the Obamacare years or whatever, he's like, no, I wanted to have my own place. I don't want to work, you know, for somebody. And, you know, he started to see the change. But, you know, people can say, okay, tech, go into tech. I don't know. I which tech? There's going to be companies. There's already a lot of tech out there. I mean, telemedicine. Telemedicine is fantastic. I mean, I'm in telemedicine. It's a great, you know, way to deliver medicine sometimes. Okay. You still need in person. You still need, but now everybody and their mother's doing telemedicine. So which industry is going to be safe? But it's not so much safe from coronavirus. Which industry is going to be safe from the government snapping their fingers and choosing if you're essential or you're not? You know, there's this meme that's going around that's pretty funny on Facebook where apparently COVID is so dangerous where you have to stay home, except you're allowed to go to Walmart, or except you're allowed to go to Home Depot, except you're allowed to have takeout. I mean, listen, the shutdown had to be kind of halfway, because otherwise people would have, like, you know, really lost it if they couldn't have their Netflix, if they couldn't go to Walmart, if they couldn't go shopping. So what governors decided is you're essential or you're non-essential. Yet you have companies in New York saying, wait a second, I sell what Walmart sells. Why don't I get to be open? So it's this randomness, it's this arbitrary choosing at a government's whim, and that's what makes the future scary. How do you know you're going to be in a field that won't be shut down by a future government? Now, you'd think, well, I'm in America. So if I'm in America, the government's not going to come in and force me to close. It happened. So you think, well, you know what? Anything in health, dentistry, that dentist. Dentists were told by their dental boards to shut down. And I get it. The aerosol and the coronavirus and all that, I get that. But, I mean, we have a new generation that just graduated the 2020 class. We got high school students, we got college students, we got medical students, and dental students, and chiropractic students, and the 2020 class has, I guess, the biggest burden to bear, because they have to go into a future that's all fog, and they have to help us create a new economy. Us older generation Xers and baby boomers, we aren't going to be as creative, because I've already got my niche, I do my thing. But it's going to take this new generation, right, these 2020s, to go out there and do. So what should we advise them to do? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Issue. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So when you were told to go on lockdown, how much notice did you get that you had to leave and not come back until the lockdown was lifted. Some of you got hardly any notice same day. And so you grabbed your stuff, much of your stuff, and you were told you were not going to be able to come back to the building until the governor allowed you to. Well, then who's been dusting? Who's been running the pipes? Have the toilets gotten flushed? Most of these places were abandoned. And so Fox News said that there's stagnant water and plumbing systems that probably led up to harmful bacteria. And if it was not properly managed by facilities managers, you could possibly get exposed to stuff when you come back to work. So your job needs to almost do like a flush out or have a strict cleaning, maybe even change some air filters, etc., before you come back. They're concerned about Legionella bacteria, which causes Legionnaires' disease. It's a type of pneumonia, according to the CDC. And if you have weakened immune systems, smoke over 50, it could be a problem. They say the bacteria multiplies in the building's water system. People can breathe in water droplets containing Legionella. And in 2018, health departments reported almost 10,000 cases. They expect that maybe after this, it might be higher. So if air conditioning was left on, or, I mean, with these orders, when people left the building, I mean, when the governor says, you're done, close it up. So, did anybody shut down the air conditioning? Did anybody let the pipes run? So, one challenge facing property managers in addressing water safety may be, quote, incomplete and inconsistent guidance from regulators and health authorities. This is according to a report. And a study out of Purdue University on water quality and shutdown buildings says health officials, building owners, utilities, and other entities are rapidly developing guidance. Not all the guidelines are created equal. Yeah, you think? Every state seems to be on something else, doing something else. So, you know, I talked to you guys about rattlesnakes. You know, many of our trails were closed. Apparently, national parks were closed in our neck of the woods. And why? Well, my guess is because stay-at-home orders and, you know, the government needed to save money and things like that. Because, you know, if you aren't allowed to be at your place of work, then why don't you go and, you know, enjoy nature and get some vitamin D and exercise and all that. Well, we were told that, you know, Red Rock Canyon and other parks were closed. So then the wildlife is used to people not being there. I mean, animals have shorter lifespans. So if there's nobody walking on the trails for 3 months, they're going to kind of learn, okay, looks like that people problem isn't an issue anymore, so we could go back and slither around where we want to. So before you guys go back on that hike opening day, just kind of be prepared that the wildlife might not realize that, you know, you guys are back in town. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're getting some numbers out of New York. Not so much coronavirus numbers, but economy numbers. They say 80% of one landlord's retail tenants skipped April and May rent. Apparently people are quote-unquote taking a field day. Here's the problem. If a company can't operate or work, you know, many of them can't afford to pay rent. The problem is the landlord still owes. 80% of Vornado's retail tenants failed to pay rent in April and May. 40% of its office tenants skipped payments also. Other landlords say even financially robust companies are taking a field day from rent payments to see how the pandemic plays out. Well, that's the thing. If you are told that you won't be evicted and you're not bringing in money, if you don't ask, you don't get. So companies are like, look, if I can't be evicted, I, you know, do you mind? I'm not going to, you know, pay rent. I'm not making any money. Now, the reason why some of these companies probably still took that opportunity is because they expected that landlords were going to get a bailout. So if you're paying rent and then the landlords get bailed out from the government, then you could have used that money and saved it. So you have a lot of companies going, well, I'm not going to be the only one that pays. And so once you heard that some people didn't have to pay, a bunch of people jumped on the bandwagon. There are now new vacant apartments 70% have slashed their prices. Many have fled the city months ago. They may not return if there's no nightlife culture being in the company's office. I think Facebook is going to give you a pay cut if you move and work from home. A lot of people want to work from home. I think there's companies like Twitter that will allow you to just still stay and work from home. But then do they have to pay you as much if you're working from home? You know, to get you to leave your house and to come to work, companies are going to be paying more. They're going to now have to pay more. So if you're deciding to stay home, are you going to be able to keep your same wage? Now, with this PPP, this Paycheck Protection Loan, it protects you as an employee until September 30th for now, where you have to be able to make your same pay. You have to be able to have your job till September 30th. After that, though, if company can't afford you, company can't afford you. These PPP loans were designed specifically to make sure they had money for your paycheck. That's why there's that 75% rule of the for them to calculate it, they took 2.5 times your payroll. So that gave that little cushion, that extra 0.5, and it's supposed to cover 8 weeks of somebody's employment. So there is no way an employer could say, we don't have money to pay you. If they got the PPP money, they did. Now, an employer might not be able to hire additional staff. An employer might not be able to, you know, give you a raise. But technically, if they got that money, that was designed for you because the bank calculated it off of your payroll numbers. But after September 30th, then what? So it looks like some companies are like, look, okay, you'll make your same wage if you come into work. But if you're not going to come into work and you want to work from home, you're going to get a pay cut. So apparently there's landlords that have to pay their bills. Apparently the state and the city have lost major tax revenue. In April, New York City and the state collected just $78.5 million in tax revenue on the sale of commercial and residential properties, which is down from $217.5 million in March. Well, New York has one of the highest tax rates. And their tax rates mean road repairs, sewage systems, police, firefighters, etc. So if people aren't paying their taxes because they're not buying or even sales tax, because they're not going to the restaurant, they're not going to the club, there's less tax revenue. Why do you think many of the marijuana companies can still stay open? Because they pay a crap load of taxes. You don't really see a lot of tax money coming out of churches. So there was a little bit of a priority depending on the type of money that comes in. Now in Vegas, casinos are huge in terms of revenue, but because of the coronavirus pandemic, they're closed. So it's not always tax mediated. But anyway, there are hundreds of buildings in New York City operating at a loss. So what's going to happen in terms of taxes? So what's going to happen in terms of people fleeing? So, you know, I know Donald Trump and the Senate are, you know, working on the the stimulus bill. A lot of debate over whether the extra $600 a week should be extended. If somebody doesn't have a job, you know, it really helps for them to have that $600. But if a company is trying to get you back to work and you don't want to go because of the $600, that's a problem. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Don't go away.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, SunnyBay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at SunnyBay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at SunnyBay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to Sunny-Bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.